John Berenice made the post to his social media account on Wednesday to announce the accomplishment, which was rapidly exposed to the wider audience of political commentary online. While some congratulated the MP for the move, many more, including former Premier Stephen Miles, condemned the move and compared it to an episode of public service-themed comedy Utopia. In Maryborough, antisocial behaviour is a hot-button issue, with some locals demanding more action to prevent it.
And David Woodman, a franchise owner of Mitre 10, won a crucial legal fees battle recently after trying to stop retail hardware rival Bunnings from opening up next door to his store. Mr. Woodman has filed under the Competition and Consumer Act in efforts to prevent Bunnings from opening a site in his town of Jimboomba, which he argues could drive him out of business. As a smaller business, he applied to the federal court to be protected from paying Bunnings legal costs if he lost in accordance to laws designed to help smaller businesses take on corporate giants. Mr. Woodman's lawyer, Michael Daniel, told sources Bunnings could easily spend $6 million fighting the case, a sum his client could not risk paying. The case is expected to continue for years to come.
In national news, studies claim to show a connection between improved water quality in the Great Barrier Reef catchments and farmers changing the way they fertilize their crops. Researchers believe healthier water flowing to the reef could improve its ability to recover from the growing impacts of climate change, including coral bleaching. One study found water quality had improved across multiple river catchments, while the other documented significant reductions in the use of synthetic fertilizers, particularly in sugarcane growing areas. The findings will be important as Australia prepares to report UNESCO in 2028 on progress under its Reef 2050 water quality plan.
Support for a ban on the import of smart glasses is growing amid an influx of low-cost devices in Australia that critics say are being used to film people without their consent. The camera-enabled devices look like ordinary glasses, however, they allow the wearer to take images and record video and audio. Two Australian petitions were made calling to restrict the sale and import of smart glasses that received tens of thousands of signatures. Now the Greens, with support of independents, are planning to launch a bill to halt the import of such glasses and other wearable recording devices for at least 12 months until tougher protections can be passed into law. First-generation smart glasses cost upwards of $500, however, new entrants to market are available for under $100 from online and shopfront Australian retailers.
And in international news, NASA plans to launch its flagship mission into deep space this weekend. The Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope will find alien planets, map the universe, and possibly contribute to the collapse of a major theory in modern physics. Amy Choi, a research astrophysicist at NASA's Scott Goddard Space Flight Center, says the telescope will help to make discoveries in dark energy and dark matter. The unknown unknowns that we'll probably discover. I think that is also very exciting, Dr. Choi says. If the launch goes to plan, the telescope will release its first images and data in 3 months. Australia will play a role beaming back the discoveries the telescope makes.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Yo, 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 this is DJ Niger here. Check it out. You have been advised there is strong language content ahead. And adult teens, beware. Tune down the music. Do it. It's not too late.
Look at me now, wow. I make the people jump, making the crowd howl. Did my little dance, I take a bow, ow. I didn't break a sweat up off my brow, wow. Look at me now, wow. I make the people jump, making the crowd howl. Did my little dance, I take a bow, ow. I didn't break a sweat up off my brow, wow. Yeah, this ain't nothing like you seen before. I'm a self-made bitch, black and bad to the